How do you guys listen to podcasts?
I don't know. How do you listen to podcasts? Three toes?
I do it all analog. It's on records.
Really?
145 at 145.
Look at that. Well, there's lots of options out there, but today we're going to be talking about a pretty special one to me, and that one is called Stitcher Premium.
Okay.
So a lot of times when you listen to a podcast, they will go in and they'll give you an ad on something. I don't know if it's like a sofa mattress or stamps.com, et cetera, et cetera. And you can just kind of tell they're just going through the motions. In this case, legit, we are advertising for something that I believe in and I've been a subscriber of for probably a year now. It's Stitcher Premium, and I absolutely love the service. Originally, I was like, what the hell am I going to pay for podcasting for? But yeah, it turns out this particular company, this particular group, has access to an insane amount of podcast material. I originally pulled the trigger because one of my favorite all-time podcasts, which is called Super Ego,
yeah,
went over there. Their entire back catalog, it's sort of this riffed comedy bits, very original, very creative, very funny. And then when it went there, I was like, well, I need it. And so I got the service. What I found was it's paid for itself back beyond that in how much stuff it has. And the one specific thing I'd like to call out is they have tens, I would say hundreds, but probably hundreds of comedy albums. So as a person who does a lot of commuting, I'm always looking for something new and something interesting to listen to. The comedy albums that they have are phenomenal. And
I had no idea they were on there.
Huge amounts. And it's the type of stuff that I would actually pay for normally, yeah, if I like a particular comedian. A classic one that we've talked about before, Kyle Kinane, his back catalog's, yeah, on there.
Nice.
So for me, it originally seemed weird because so much of what we get from podcasting is free. But Stitcher Premium just opens the doors, and it opens the doors even further into back catalogs for podcasts that you can only currently get kind of modern like episodes of. I have not wavered in my allegiance to them. They're great.
Cool. You know what? So you talked to me about it, and I signed up last week just because I can watch ad-free versions of podcasts I already listened to, like Conan,
yep,
O'Brien Needs a Friend, which is an amazing podcast. My Favorite Murder, that Wolverine, The Lost Trail is on there. You don't got to listen to ads. It's amazing.
And that's what I wanted to try because they also have original material, and that's like an original scripted show, which that's one I've been meaning to check out. So I'll hit that one soon.
Nice. Yeah.
But how much does it cost, you might ask? So for only $4.99 a month, or the cost of a beef quesarito from Taco Bell, or for $34.99 a year. Pretty cheap, but it seems like you get a pretty good selection of options there.
Yeah.
So if you guys do want to go and sign up, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today.
It's forward slash.
Is it? Fuck you in the forward backslash. Not you. I just can never tell the difference. Go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today and use promo code Asteroid Factory for 1 month free on your monthly plan. Booyah!
That's do perfect. It.
Do it.
Go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today and use promo code Asteroid Factory for 1 month free on your monthly plan.
Yeah, what are we talking about this week? I think we're talking about celebrity endorsed alcohol.
Yeah, let's work on that.
And how it's cool. Trojan horsed in on some bullshit social media garbage. Sitting in silence waiting for this theme song to end.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I know. I get to look at your beautiful face.
I like to jam out to it.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy.
And Three Toes of Fury on the boards.
What? What are we talking about this week? I just said it.
I'll go.
Have to say it again, yeah.
I'll go.
Wait.
You know what? We're going to take you directly into the main topic this week and not give you any clicks to pick.
Oh.
Yeah. I say we do that.
That's great.
Yeah. This is a quickie.
Yes.
Nice to see you guys here.
You too. So my
My
pick of the week. what's the topic du jour?
The topic is celebrities endorsing alcohol, or just celebrities endorsing anything, because this thing happened recently where Aaron Paul posted a picture of two donkeys, and it really got people amped up because there's this rumor going on that there's a Breaking Bad movie being filmed, which it is, but that, you know, Bryan Cranston was involved. So he rides that wave to promote an alcohol that they are releasing together called Dos Hombres.
But Walter White's dead. Spoiler alert.
I just realized that by talking shit about these people, we are now promoting their products.
Damn it.
Right? It's a win-win
it
for
worked.
Them. Always is.
And yeah, publicity is publicity.
Is an enormous fan of both of them and Breaking Bad and everything that comes out of it. I just have to say I call bullshit. Yeah. That is, it's fucking wrong. So that image of the two donkeys was like this kind of artsy looking black and white photo. Yeah. And it should, even the photo, and again, it's as a Breaking Bad fan, you're always kind of grasping at this concept of them revisiting it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's got sort of that feel of so much of it that takes place in the New Mexico desert. And I'm like, fuck, what does that even mean? Is there, a donkey's going to find the money that's still buried out there?
I was waiting for one of the donkeys to shit out a plastic bag of
fucking meth.
Of blue meth. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. So that's bullshit. It's promotions. Yeah.
Well, underneath them. oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Sweet Jesus. I can't remember. Dean Norris. Have you seen him? His feed on Instagram? He's promoting the release of Schraderbrau, which is something I will buy day one.
Yeah, I will too. And so, and welcome to the world of hypocrites. I'm your president.
Yeah. You fucking.
But he's straight. But he's always got kind of a. He's done that. He's joked about that forever and drinking. Yeah. And fucking, he's Dean Norris.
Like, but he didn't plan emotions of like, hey, check out this thing that could be. No, it's like, hey, I'm making beer.
Right.
And he said it for years. He's been talking about this for years because he's been working on like the blend and.
Oh, that's great. I think it's great if they let him do that and have some like a piece of the action because it's a character that's owned by whoever owns the show. But it is such a little niche reference and it's perfect. So I'll fucking buy that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Stallone has one coming out. He has a bourbon coming out. Yeah.
Really? Bullet to the head bourbon?
No, it's not bullet. It's someone else. He actually teased it September of last year, and there hasn't been word since.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he's going the route that he should go and actually take his time. Because if you're going to release a bourbon, you probably should have started researching 7 to 12 years ago.
So I love you. It's the second time I've said that in two casts, but I love you for that reference because as a bourbon fan, something I've been thinking about a lot lately is these smaller startups that try to bring bourbon to the table.
Yeah.
You just said it. I will repeat it. You just said it is the fact you cannot start up a business and release bourbon that's young. It does not taste good. It has to age. Now, how much it has to age, people will debate, but that's the challenge. You have to have the foresight to put the money in and to sit and wait because that shit's got to sit in a casket.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to sit in a casket with a dead body.
It's going to kill your ass.
Speaking of caskets, if Stallone waits the proper amount of time, he might not be here for the release of his
bourbon.
He's
going to outlive us all, man.
Stallone's immortal.
All pumped up full of HGH.
Years ago, Aykroyd got involved with a Binnie's. Skullhead vodka. Skullhead vodka?
Does he own Binnie's?
He does.
Wait, what?
What?
I think he owns like a good chunk of Binnie's.
For real?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
God. That's amazing.
That makes sense.
He had a vodka, and then there was...
In the skull, right?
Yeah.
The glass skull.
I'm not vodka
Kingdom
guy, so
of
I never
the
tried
crystal
it,
skull.
Yeah,
the vodka.
Skull vodka. I was like, oof.
Every time I walk through Costco or Sam's Club, and I see that glass skull full of vodka, I want to purchase it.
Because
then
cool
I realize it's Dan Aykroyd's, and I scoff at it. Another celebrity-endorsed whiskey... That makes me cringe is Metallica's whiskey.
They have a whiskey.
They have a whiskey that they actually play music at. And they no, I'm not kidding. Look it up. I think they believe that like
Master. Like, yeah. Master. Why are we singing to this fucking bottle? Just keep doing it.
James just walks in and like grimaces at the distillery. No.
Dude, I am downloading that bourbon off of Napster.
Yeah. Lars, I got your number, bitch. I got your number. I'm coming for you, Lars. Seriously, there is some science behind it where they think that playing a specific tone or specific music to the whiskey makes it taste different. And it's real. You can buy it.
Oh, God, that's going to be amazing. I'm buying it.
How much is it? Isn't it expensive?
I'm stopping on the way home.
I'm not sure. Wait, are you asking because you want one?
No.
Dude, fucking, that's ridiculous. That's, I mean, it all comes back to Kiss and marketing the shit out of everything.
But for some reason, people think, or there's this thought that, like, backing a alcohol of some type is classy or has an air of, I don't know. It's not like it's just like marketing. Kiss slippers. This is Metallica whiskey. Like, oh man, that's perfect because they sing about whiskey and I drank whiskey at their show and I can't. Oh man, they played
Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, they played Whiskey in a Jar at this jar of whiskey. So meta. I love you, Lars.
I like this new character. You got to expand on it. He's got to come into our cast. Please.
Yeah.
He's like the Canaan Mothman. The Mothman.
Hello.
Mothman here.
You were mentioning Aviator Gin.
Aviation
Gin.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how connected is Ryan Reynolds to that?
I think
it's his brand.
Baby.
Okay.
It's his brand.
Thank you for asking that question there, Chewy. Yeah, they a recent commercial of his, I never really understood like his involvement in aviation gin. I know he was like, you know, his face was on the side of a bus with the gin, but they recently released a commercial and it's Ryan Reynolds at his finest kind of.
Oh, he's so good at this.
He is so sarcastic, but serious. And he's like, you know, I'm going to blow the glass myself. I'm going to learn how to blow these bottles. And you see him like in slow motion, like turning it. And then he like, everything about it was funny. But at the very end, the Fire Festival, you've seen the documentary, correct?
Yeah.
You know the older gentleman who's going to suck a dick?
Yes, he's in it.
He's in it at the very end. And Ryan Reynolds at the end of the commercial, he's like, you just, you know, you realize that you will do anything for your business. And it's a commercial. And then the guy's at the bar and he's like, he gets it. Like, it's perfect.
He's kind of meta Deadpooling his own involvement in
it felt just,
backing
that's
in alcohol.
Such a reference.
He gets it.
And he gets it. That, I do, and but honestly, I'm spending the amount of time on Twitter I do, I do follow Reynolds, but the amount of viral marketing for this product, and I'm not a gin guy.
Gin's rough.
But his humor, his sarcasm, like what you referenced there is a perfect example. There was a tweet like about 2 weeks ago where he retweeted a fake Amazon review, which was hilarious, tongue-in-cheek, which a lot of people are saying. He even said, thanks for retweeting something I wrote. He wrote under a fake pseudonym. Yeah. There was like a thing he did with Hugh Jackman where they were going to do a commercial for each other's products. And then I think Hugh did this amazing commercial for him. And he was like, oh, yours is, yeah, it's fine. So there's a lot of just constant humor, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
That circles around this stuff. And I fucking keep it coming. It feels like the Onion level of sarcasm and humor and mocking. He's brilliant.
That's the exact opposite of Cranston and Paul.
Exactly.
Doing what they did with Dos Hombres, which for some reason it worked on me because I'm kind of curious to know what their product tastes like.
So it's mezcal?
I think it's a smoky tequila.
Oh.
I think it's a tequila, but where the agave plant has been smoked or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, well, you bring it to one of the next casts.
I will.
Just make it before January 1st.
I'm going to list off a couple that we didn't even know about. So Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, fuck
Long
him.
Branch.
Nope, moving on.
Nope, I was going to bring it up.
He has his own turkey sausage. No.
Wild Turkey, Long Branch.
Wild Turkey, Long Branch, yeah.
Had it. It's fine. It's not great. It's young. It's a young bourbon. It's not
I would
great.
Use that bourbon to light the fucking Lincoln that I couldn't afford on fire.
Sometime soon, we need to buy a bottle of all of these and do a live tasting of them.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
And on we need an early to Saturday end morning.
With Metallica's whiskey.
Yes.
Can I just, want to request that we play Four Horsemen in the background on blast while we're drinking that shit.
Yeah. So no one in the cast could even hear what we're talking about.
This stuff is great. I swear. I love it.
George Clooney has his tequila Casamigos.
He's a classy guy.
He is cool.
I feel like
he's dapper.
Pull it off.
Yeah. It says Diddy. Sean Combs has his own.
What does he got?
Ciroc and DeLeon.
Okay.
Don't know what that is. Dave Matthews has his own wine. Dreaming Tree Wine.
That's filled with.
Will it make you shit your pants?
I'm just filled with the stuff that they dumped in the Chicago River. I got your number.
It's filled with the memories of a dead sax player. David Beckham's.
Jesus, too David, soon.
Yeah,
dude,
what the fuck? I was not.
David Beckham has his own scotch.
Mm. Bend it like
ball sweat?
Yeah.
Bend it like ball sweat.
Like ball sweat. Dude, dibs on that band name.
Justin Timberlake has his own tequila.
Yes, he does.
Mm.
So I think you see there's a trend here. And the last one on the list here just says Ryan Reynolds gin. And I'm sure there's a million.
I would love to see the market research. Like, does like Jameson whiskey, is it getting edged out of the market by shit sacks like Dave Matthews Band's whiskey?
No, because they're expensive.
But what's the point? I mean, are they making a lot of money?
It's modern branding for artists.
It's just you see a name, you're like, oh, is it modern?
If you saw Ryan Reynolds, well, you can't use Ryan Reynolds for anything. So I was gonna say, if you saw Ryan Reynolds flip flops, you'd probably scoff. But no, you probably wouldn't. You'd probably be like, that's kind of weird and meta. I'm gonna buy them.
Right? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's not forget the greatest, the ultimate, Cabo Wabo whiskey.
I was gonna mention that earlier.
He was a trendsetter.
Yes, he was. I went to fucking Cabo Wabo, the restaurant in Mexico.
Tequila. It's good.
Tequila. Yeah,
it's good.
But when he launched his restaurant, I was like, I kind of want to go to Sammy Hagar's restaurant.
You went.
I did, and it was amazing.
It was good.
Yes.
Did you hang with him?
Yeah. No.
Here's the thing, though.
The red rocker wasn't there.
Here's the thing, though. When you picture Sammy Hagar, where do you think he is right now?
Mexico.
Cabo.
He's living that fucking lifestyle.
What's
he doing?
What's in one hand?
Cabo Wabo tequila.
What's in the other? His guitar.
A red guitar.
Yeah. I was saying.
And what's he doing? He's getting ready to play.
Yeah. Yes. No, you're right. Absolutely agree with you. That man is living it.
Now let's think of Aaron Paul and
they're probably
you know what they're each holding? They're each other's cocks.
I was going to say they're riding two donkeys bareback up a mountain in New Mexico, but.
Yeah. Big difference.
Science,
there.
Bitch.
Big difference there. So that goes to show you, though, that the Metallica whiskey kind of works.
It works. If you didn't tell us that they play music at it, I feel like that lost a
now
lot.
Now I kind of want to have it. And I'm the biggest hypocrite of all, because when you brought up the McConaughey one, I'm like, I've had it. I know what it is. I bought it. I drank it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll probably buy the Metallica one.
This batch here was exposed to Enter Sandman, while this one has a mellower taste exposed to Nothing Else Matters. Give me a fucking break, man.
And this one is undrinkable. It was exposed to So What?
So fucking what?
Oof.
That's a great song. It's violent.
Good. Okay, so just because it is kind of gold here, I'm going to read a little bit from this.
Yep.
It's not often that we announce a brand new, never done before Metallica endeavor. So we're incredibly excited and super proud to induce the Blackened American Whiskey. Those of you who are whiskey connoisseurs may have heard some rumblings earlier this summer as we're honored to partner with master distiller extraordinaire David Picarel to create a unique blend of straight American whiskey available in select U.S. cities later this week and online. Yeah, it's pretty legit.
This episode was brought to you by Lars Ulrich's Extra Small Cock Rings.
And we in Metallica want to let you know that we're going on tour this summer with Bend It Like Ball Sweat. This is all I'm...
Wow!
This is the last thing I'm going to read from this article. We are fortunate to have a longtime collaboration with Meyer Sound, a company that makes a proprietary subwoofer that amplifies the low frequency sound waves. Uh-huh. They
low frequency sound waves, baby.
He just hit the brown note.
Which band member's doing it?
I don't even know.
It's not Lars.
You know, it's
Jason Bateman.
What's the bass?
Jason Julio.
Robert Trujillo.
Robert.
That could get there. You're on brown note duty, buddy.
Oh, you got it. Bassist. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're terrible people.
We are pimping a lot of their booze, though.
Their sales are going to skyrocket.
Because of us.
They adapted their technology for sonic enhancement using a patent pending process. The planets aligned. It just so happens that the low frequency range needed for Dave's vision was the range you hear in our music. We call this sonic enhancement black noise. And the playlists we create help shape the flavor of blackened whiskey.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Just, dude, where do I sign?
Like,
how much money?
There's so much respect lost. I don't know.
Oh, that's I kind of got to buy it. I will take one for the team. I will buy this. Is it out yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out.
All right.
$400 a bottle.
Oh, fuck. No, it's probably expensive. Does it say? It's like $670. I'll buy it. I'll buy some and bring it for our next early cast, but you guys got to try it. That's the only deal.
I'll try it.
You'll try it.
I'll try anything. As long as we're playing Metallica, and you have some Metallica here, right?
Oh, or
you
yeah. can we can only play so much.
I have all their vinyls.
Don't you? Nice.
did we miss anything?
Well,
I mean,
There's a Run the Jewels beer that came out. That's fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was just like they threw their name on a can. I can't think of anything else. I feel no. like there should be.
But who started this all? Gene Simmons.
Well, there's the...
Does he have a boost? Does Kiss?
No, I'm just saying Gene Simmons started...
The... The mass marketing of that. I mean...
He ran with it the hardest.
Yeah.
I got you guys some Christmas gifts. Glenn Danzig skull-shaped butt plugs. It's fucked up. Nice. The horns are metal, so be careful.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Well, you're not shoving the horns.
It's verotique.
The head is silicone.
You use it the way you want to. I'll use it the way I want to. Just call 911. I'm bleeding profusely from my butt.
That's extremely verotic.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, that word?
No.
What he named his film? It's a mixture of the word violence
and erotic.
And eroticism.
Of course.
Verotic. Or verotique.
Go get him, Dan.
I still, that sentence he said in the review, well, you guys laughed at some parts that I wouldn't have, but that's cool. Like, oh,
you just went home and cried. They don't get me.
It's cool.
I really wish someone had, I hope someone has that soundbite. I hope someone was recording that. You know, all these things have to be recorded, right?
Somewhere.
You
hope so. We always are.
Yeah.
Have to be.
I need Glenn.
We say as we're speaking into microphones right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to have to watch the movie.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm
do
in.
It live. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Any news this week? I don't think so.
No, Neek News? Asteroid News?
Neek News.
Cultural San Diego Comic-Con coming up in a week.
Oh, yeah. So we talked about the possibility of doing a show on kind of what we see coming down the pipe for that one, but we don't really have a lot of pre-knowledge.
The only thing that's really been pumped up about it is the tentpole stuff, is the big hitters going in there. And we know about Kevin Smith going in there pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm stoked about that just because the trailer dropped.
I'm not going to lie to you. You read off on the last cast, like, movies coming out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that not 2019?
I think it's 2020.
Wow.
What?
Jane Silent Bob.
Oh, no, it's this year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, when they went into production, he kind of burned through it. They said they were going to drop it in the second half of this year. So I think that it's...
Still no ETA.
He edits on the fly. We'll get a release date at the con. I'm stoked.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a diminishing return on his movies-ish, but this one, just to pepper in people from the entire universe, like, fuck. And I went back and rewatched the original Jay and Bob, and it's a fun flick, and it's fun to see these characters. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
And he's got a ton of cameos, so.
There's not too many times where a release of some new material prompts me to go back and want to watch all the old stuff.
Right.
A lot of times, like with the MCU, it's hard because I can't see myself sitting through 64 movies again to get to...
I don't know. Yeah, that would be rough. Even for... I don't know if I'm the biggest Marvel fan, but 22 movies again.
Oh, I'm down.
I'd pick and choose.
Yeah. I did quite a bit leading up to this last couple. Yeah.
But with Kevin Smith, for some reason, it's kind of making me want to go because it's been such a while since I've seen some of them. Like, I want to rewatch Clerks. I want to rewatch Clerks 2. I want to rewatch Dogma.
Yep.
Dogma is still to this day one of those like jewels for me.
It's
it is one of the best.
Crazy good.
It is.
It's really so creative. Mm-hmm. It's so unique. I love that movie. It's probably my number two of his.
Shit demon. Come on.
Yeah, because I really have a feeling that the reboot movie is going to be a Trojan horse. I think he's already kind of hinted at it, that this is a Trojan horse for a sequel to his universe and not just a sequel to the... Jay and Silent Bob movie. Yeah.
So
I can see threads and characters coming in from all different directions.
Is that a Thursday release?
The movie? Yeah.
Should we all go?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, totally. We have to. Yes, yeah. Totally. But here's the weird thing. So this San Diego con's giant. It's the biggest con in the world. And we don't really have much insight.
Russo's are going there. Marvel's going there, which means Disney will be there for the first time in a while. DC will not be there.
So Marvel, maybe Marvel dropping a little bit about Phase 4.
The fuck? Holy shit, Sticks. I just teed twice.
I saw you leaning in. I was like, are you tooting?
No.
And then responding to your own toots like a dog. He's like, whoa, what did I just do? Izzy. So Marvel, Phase 4, probably. This is the time.
I don't see them.
Or do they just talk about
I don't see them saying
sequels?
Much about.
Because you're thinking they're D23.
It's
going to
be D23. I don't know what they would pepper in now. Before they,
I would. You know what?
Pepper our faces.
If Disney was cool, which they are a lot of the times, I would do half. Give us like half
give us
the
something.
Movies.
Give us something.
At C2, or,
to win Comic Con.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got one. I just heard it on a podcast recently. They're going to do a panel for Rick and Morty. Yeah. Which I'm fingers crossed we're going to get some footage.
And season four?
Season four, I think they've confirmed release September, November. It's sometime in Q3, Q4. Oh, so we're finally getting season four. So I can't wait for
caught
that.
Caught up? Rick and Morty, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I got to rewatch the whole series.
I'm not caught up.
Have you seen any?
No. Well, at least he's caught up on Stranger Things.
All right.
Jesus. God damn it. Live in the now, Chewie.
Right?
Well, this was a quick cast. You got to see us out, dude.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where we talked about
booze,
Dos Hombres, and yeah,
talked about all those asshole millionaires out there making more millions,
yeah.
And our love of Lars.
Yeah. So thanks again to Metallica. Again, this episode was brought to you by Lars Ulrich's Extra Small Cock Rings, available on Amazon Prime. And I heard they're going to get a discount on Prime Day, so keep an eye out for those.
I'm in.
I'm in as well.
Why would you be in?
Oh, maybe I misheard you.